Coming up right now is my friend Bill Schlogeter. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm just great. Bill is director of marketing at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Did I get your title right?
Yes, you did.
Director,
yes, you did.
Because you're director of just about everything positive and happy. And
very kind.
There's something wonderful coming up this week, Mr. McFeely and the sweater drive. It's time. It's been 19 years now, has it?
19 years. We kicked off our first sweater drive, and I was there. It was my first project, in fact, when I came to the Children's Museum, was to launch a sweater, Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Community sweater drive. And we did it. We started off, and here we are 19 years later.
That's amazing. And I probably was not at that first one, although I feel like I was.
I think, Larry, you've been. I think you may have been. I think you very well may have been. Because we would have done it in the studio, what's now the studio area, which was the museum at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But
Ricky just nodded her head, by the way. She says we were there.
And I am sure you were.
And what a great idea. You know, Mr. Rogers, as most folks know, wore sweaters for every program as knitted by his mom, who would make him and a whole bunch of other people sweaters every year for Christmas. And a lot of kids and adults, too, could use sweaters as we head into late fall and winter. And the Children's Museum gives you an opportunity to bring sweaters and donate them.
That's right. And it's a great opportunity to share the warmth of neighborliness in southwestern Pennsylvania. And we're lucky enough. We collect the sweaters, and we're lucky enough to work with great partners who connect us with folks who need them. And this year, again, we're working with the Presbyterian Churches of the Tri-State Area, the Homeless Children's Education Fund, the Veterans Leadership Program of Western PA, and many other nonprofit agencies in southwestern Pennsylvania to get these sweaters out. We've collected since 2000, 39,750 sweaters, a total of, and this year we expect to, there's been much interest in folks not only donating sweaters, but also at their places of work or community centers or churches having their own sweater drive, collecting them and bringing them to the Children's Museum, which is terrific for us. And then what we do is collect them, bag them, and into adult and child sizes, and then distribute those sweaters between December 17th and December 23rd to organizations and families in need.
So you'll be able to donate sweaters. You could start your own collection drive at work, and then bins are going to be available at the Children's Museum beginning November 13th for sweaters.
Right, and in fact, before we came on the program, you were mentioning those special days coming up, and not only are we launching our sweater drive on the 13th, but it's November 13th is a special date internationally. It's World Kindness Day, and we think that's a wonderful tie-in this year with our sweater drive, because it's a very kind act to share what you have and aren't using anymore with someone who needs it.
I was going to say, you may be surprised, too, if you go into your drawers. I have sweaters I've never even worn that have been given to me as gifts that just for whatever reason. I think just about every household, you might be able to find a sweater or two to donate.
Very true. Very true. And this year, another new thing about the drive is there'll be two other drop-off locations. We'll have donation bins at the Holiday Kids Play Area, located in the Heinz Hall Courtyard, and sweaters can be dropped off between beginning November 17th, and then we'll also have a sweater drop-off bins at 1 Oxford Center, where in the main building lobby located on the first floor, there will be a sweater drive bin. So this year, if it's not convenient to get over to the Children's Museum and you want to go to those outlier locations, please do. We will then be working with us to get the sweaters over to the museum.
Will there be any special launch day activities?
Launch on November 13th?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. McFeely will be joining us. And he's joined us for all 20 years. So Larry, Ricky, Bill, and Mr. McFeely have been at all 19 sweater drives.
Woo!
We're delighted to have him. He brings such his generous heart and wonderful stories and connection, of course, to Mr. Rogers and his neighborhood that we're so happy that he can join us that day. And students, of course, all of our guests at the museum are welcome to join us. The kickoff is at 11 a.m. We'll also be joined by students from Pittsburgh Public Schools' pre-K program, which has their classrooms in the Children's Museum.
Well, this all kicks off November 13th, running through December 17th, after which sweaters will be donated. You can bring new sweaters, gently worn sweaters. And again, the drop-off locations are the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, also Heinz Hall in the Children's Play Area, starting later in November, and then 1 Oxford Center, both downtown locations. Get more information at pittsburghkids.org. Bill, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon. That's Bill Schlageter from Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, a great friend and great partner of the Saturday Light Brigade, and Ricky and me as well. We're very thankful for Bill.